Brothers and sisters, good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Ben Huber and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verses 57 through 66. So let's go ahead and begin in a prayer. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our hearts, into our minds, into our lives here this morning. We ask that you give us the grace to create a space for you to come and dwell in us more. We ask for your presence and blessing upon today. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Again, we are looking at Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 66. We're looking at the birth of John here this morning. So here we go. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately, his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." Let's read that last verse again. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." My friends, this morning when I was reflecting upon this passage, the Lord brought me to our destiny. There's a destiny spoken into our lives by the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who love us so much that they have a holy and divine call upon each and every one of our lives. We have a great mission to pursue our Lord with everything we have. And we hear in Luke the call of John and what he is meant to be, the destiny upon his life, and the great wonder and awe behind this name that he was given. We ultimately know that St. John the Baptist was the one that prepared the way of Jesus. He was the final prophet meant to reveal Jesus, his life, his mission, and what he has come to do to bring the gift of salvation to the entirety of the world. And I think where that led me here this morning is simply, I think we all have this question upon our lives and our hearts of, what is God's plan for our life? Like, what are we meant to do? Like, the Lord has spoken into our lives. He's given us all the gifts that we could possibly imagine to serve him, to love him. And so how are we called to use our own talents and gifts by our lives? And I want to share with you this morning that in my own life, in pursuing my vocation and pursuing God's planning, pursuing the mission he has destined for me to be, to live and walk in, I found God's destiny to mean two things. It means the pursuit of holiness and the pursuit of mission. That we can give our lives completely to the Lord. Like, it's him and it's him alone by our lives in pursuit of him. The relationship, the loving relationship that we have with the person of Jesus, with our Father, with the person of the Holy Spirit. As we pursue our God, we're going to grow. We're going to grow in that gift of holiness that we're meant to live and walk in. And then secondarily, from that loving relationship, we are motivated and driven by love of God to bring about his mission, the building up of the kingdom of God by our lives. And that can look in so many different ways. That can look in our vocational call, whether as a religious, through holy orders, as a priest, as a married man or woman, as a devout single person. There's so many different ways in which we can apply mission to our everyday lives. And where I found my life's mission to meet is that when joy and sacrifice meet, that is what's truly going to fulfill our life's call. As we pursue holiness, the person of Jesus, as we pursue a life of mission, bringing the name of Jesus to the world, when the greatest joy and the greatest sacrifice meet, that's is where we're going to find the fullness of our destiny, living out the gift it is to be a son and daughter of God, living out the gift to prepare the way of Jesus like that of St. John the Baptist. This morning has been a scripture reflection on Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 66. Again, my name is Ben Huber. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.